We want to get a check of the energy market with Yahoo Finance's Ines Ferre. And Ines, I was just reading this note that came out from JP Morgan just minutes ago. They're boosting their Brent, not WTI, but Brent year-end target to $84 from $78 per barrel. What's behind this?
Yeah, and it's not the most of the bullish calls because you've got B of A that came out with perhaps it could go up to $100 a barrel. You had Goldman recently saying $90 a barrel for Brent crude. But basically, JP Morgan is saying that because of natural gas prices going higher, you're going to see that gas to oil switching. And that could mean more than 900,000 of barrels per day being added to demand. And that's why you're going to see this price hike for Brent crude. Right now, year to date, it's up 53%. Today, it's up about 1% if my chart will go there quickly. But anyways, regardless, I do want to mention, though, something to look out for next week. OPEC Plus will meet next week, and producers will be talking about perhaps going beyond their deal to boost production by 400,000 barrels per day in November and December. So going beyond that number that they've already committed to, that would bring some short-term relief when it comes to oil prices. But JP Morgan doesn't think that there's really much incentive to boost production.
Well, Ines, I want to get the latest on the developing situation in the UK, where last weekend, 90% of petrol stations there ran out of petrol. I think that's what they call it. But now the UK military is helping deliver gas. What's the story there?
Yeah, basically, the UK military announcing that it will send military members to drive fuel tankers because there isn't necessarily a fuel shortage, but there's a shortage of drivers to drive around those tankers. So you've had BP over the last week saying that it wasn't able to get the supply to the gas stations. So you've had people going to the gas station and filling up and then some and creating shortages at these gas stations. So really, the shortage of drivers is what's driving this shortage. And so the military stepping in the next couple of days, they'll be driving those tankers around.